The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you come in, Albin.
Hey, I'm here.
I got to tell you, it's Monday.
It is.
But, you know, people say, hey, how was your weekend? Yeah. And on my weekend, almost always, like I'm traveling and speaking. So it doesn't feel like busy. I work during the week. And then on the weekend, I'm kind of
chilling. Yeah, and kicking back.
But anyway, I was in Seattle, and I want to talk about that. Something happened to me, which I think it was yesterday morning. It seems like 2 days ago, but it was yesterday morning. And I want to talk about it. It involves Supertramp and a sermon.
Wow.
And it's actually, you know, some things are almost life-changing or they are life-changing. So I want to talk about that. But, okay, before I tell you the story about the Supertramp song called Hide in Your Shell, I want to mention a few things. A, in hour one today, Liz Wheeler is coming on this program. She used to have a show on OAN. She's amazing. I bump into her. I bumped in her at Liberty a bunch of times. But she and her husband have a baby. And about a year ago, I bumped into the airport in Charlotte, North Carolina with their baby. We were all going to Liberty. And then recently I saw her and I said, you got to come on the program.
Yeah.
She's spectacular. So she's going to be with us live in the studio. Right here.
In the studio.
Right here. Okay. And so we got Liz Wheeler in hour one. In hour two. And probably we'll get enough with her that we'll play her tomorrow. We'll have more interview with her to play tomorrow. In hour two today, we're talking to Jake Warner. He's with the Alliance Defending Freedom. They are today arguing in a very, very important case before the Supreme Court today, folks, today. Yeah. That's today. After we talk to Jake Warner of ADF, we have our old friend Kirk Cameron. He's the youngest old friend. He looks very young, but he's an old friend.
Yeah.
We have Kirk Cameron coming up. Anyway, so we got a lot going on today. I should also mention tomorrow we're doing a Socrates in the City here in New York with Oz Guinness. And I know that we never have enough time. When you do a Socrates in City event, as wonderful as it is, Oz Guinness has written two books, both of which I have read recently. One of them is called The Magna Carta of Humanity, and it's about the story of Exodus and the Sinai Covenant. It is brilliant and about as vital and important as anything there is. It is absolutely at the heart of American liberty. And I mean, it's overwhelming. I was reading it on the plane to Seattle, and it was absolutely—it's overwhelmingly important and overwhelming generally. And so, we're going to get him in the studio here.
Yeah.
What, on Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we will continue the Socrates conversation because I know that whatever we cover at Socrates tomorrow night, it won't be enough. And I thought I could talk to him for hours about this stuff. So that's going to be Wednesday, Woden's Day. All right. Now, before I tell you the story about Supertramp, I have to say to the audience, ladies and gentlemen, that would be you. Don't feel self-conscious, but that's who you are. You're the audience. I have to tell you, we're doing a campaign with Christian Solidarity International, literally to free slaves. There are, as you know, in southern Sudan, it's a grievous, evil thing, but I mean, it's an amazing thing. People think, hey, we abolished slavery. Well, no, in the West, if you have values that are Christian values, you abolish slavery, okay? Because the Bible abolishes slavery if you take it seriously. Not so much for the Quran. The Quran says slavery is a sweet and a fine thing. And that means that today, radical Muslims in places like southern Sudan have enslaved Christians. Sounds impossible, but it is not. While you're complaining about your life, think about the fact that some people are literally enslaved and beaten and raped and persecuted for their Christian faith. The only good news is you and I can help them. Suzanne and I have committed to doing what we can, but I want to encourage you to do what you can, to go to MetaxasTalk.com. MetaxasTalk.com. There's a thin banner at the top, right at the top of the page. And you can give to the this glorious campaign to free slaves. Now, it doesn't matter what you give. I always say I want everyone to give, but most people can give something. Some of you can give $250, which frees one person from slavery. CSI knows how to do this. It's a little complicated. We've told the story on this program. We'll tell it again in the course of the month. But I want to give you a phone number, and I'm going to harp on this until everyone participates. And we are very, very, very far from that at this point, based on the numbers I've seen. Some of you can give significantly. We'll outline what we want to do for you. I always say this, that if anybody can give $10,000, this is tax deductible. This is a heavenly, heavenly cause. I would be privileged to have dinner with you and to thank you in person. We always figure that out. But I'm going to give you the phone number, 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522. It's MetaxasTalk.com.
Yeah. You know, if you're thinking of Christmas gifts, this is a gift that gives twice. One is that you release someone from slavery. That's the gift to them. But if you do something in someone's name, someone doesn't need an extra shirt or sweater, you say, look, I freed a slave, $250. I freed a slave in your name.
In your name. And if you can't do that, do what you can. But it is so important.
Some part of that.
All right, before we get to Liz Wheeler, we're going to have fun. I want to tell the Supertramp story. Yesterday morning, I get an email from someone, I don't think I know him, and in my website, and I still read every email if possible, and so far I'm able to do that. And it says, hey, Eric, here's a link to a sermon I think you'd enjoy, how God used Supertramp to save my life. So normally I don't have time to watch this stuff, but it was Sunday morning, and I click on it, and I watch the sermon. It's from like 10 or 11 years ago, and it's a pastor who talked about when he was like a teenager in the 70s, he heard a couple of Supertramp songs, and the lyrics led him to think about God, and it really is kind of amazing. I'll put the link up at some point. So, but I watched it, and it reminded me of something that's very important, which is that everything that's good in the universe, everything that's beautiful, everything that's true is of God. So even a quote-unquote secular song by Supertramp can point you to God. Every good thing, if your heart is oriented toward the truth and you say, I want the truth, I want everything in the universe, will point you to the God who made the universe and who loves you and died for you. It's an amazing thing. So I watched this sermon. It's kind of about that. And the second song, the first song is the logical song, which a lot of people know, you know. And the second song was a song I'd not heard. And the title of it is Hide in Your Shell. And it was so haunting that I said, I got to play that again. I played it again and again and again and again and again and again. And yesterday and this morning, I think I may have listened to it literally 50 times, like, which is insane.
Yeah.
But I just listened to it over and over. And it's just such a beautiful song. And I think once I've had the chance with our engineer, we'll get the parts of it up. But it's incredible because Roger Hodgson, you know, he was kind of on his own spiritual journey when he wrote it. And it's the thing about an angsty teenager, like, well, you know, what does it all mean and where am I? But it's and the voice of Roger Hodgson. I mean, that's one of the reasons everybody loves Supertramp. But it's beautiful and it's haunting. But it is a reminder to us that everything that is true and good and beautiful, it points to God, whether it does so explicitly or not,
yeah.
it points to God, beauty, truth, goodness, all these things. Well, and so I just listen to it over and over.
I get the same feeling when I listen to The Diary of Horace Wimp, Jeff Lynne, and ELO.
Is that true?
No.
No. Well, ELO and Supertramp are very similar to me in the sense that they both just kind of pierce my heart.
Yeah.
Well, we're out of time. We're going to come back to the subject. But when we come back in the studio, Liz Wheeler.
In your shell, because the world is out to bleed you for a ride. What will you gain making your life a
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
It's hard to grasp why anyone would keep voting for record inflation, skyrocketing crime, and an open border. Likewise, why would anyone keep funding the left by sticking with the big carriers? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they want to make it easy for you to try their service. Give them 60 days to show you why I trust them. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, get your third month free, plus get free activation. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks and use the same towers as all three of the major carriers. So you get the same great service while supporting a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. If you're fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, support a company that does. Make the switch today and get a free month of service plus free activation. PatriotMobile.com/Eric. That's PatriotMobile.com/Eric or call 972-PATRIOT.
Right. What will you gain making your life a little longer?
Hey, folks, I warned you that Liz Wheeler would be my guest. And Shazam, here she is. Liz Wheeler, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's so great to have you in the studio in New York City. I guess the times that I've seen you recently, it's been both at Lynchburg at Liberty University.
Yes, a month ago, right?
Well, a year ago, right before I got COVID.
Should we tell them that story? I got COVID.
And you were there with your husband and baby.
You gave us COVID.
And it's possible, I don't know, but it's possible that I gave you COVID a year ago. And you and your husband, as a result of catching COVID for me, I believe you both died. Because it's deadly, you know, that anybody who gets it pretty much dies at this, especially young, healthy people die. But no, you guys
I'm
got
just
it.
An and apparition
were,
today.
And you were sequestered in, you were sequestered at, Liberty.
Let me tell you this story. This guy, when he got COVID, hopped on the next plane to go home and get care. And we got stuck in a hotel for 12 days.
Actually,
in Lynchburg, Virginia.
I didn't know that that was that long.
Yeah, 12 days.
Wow. I feel honored that I've touched your life in that significant way. Now, Liz, before we continue the fun, for people who don't know who you are, because there's some people, you know, the people who know who you are just love you and can't get enough of you. But there are a lot of people that don't know who you are. So how do you describe yourself? You're a conservative Christian, I don't know, pundit, observer, cultural commentator?
Yeah. I usually describe myself as a political commentator.
That's correct.
Yeah, I'm a conservative, of course. I'm openly Christian. I know that's a little different than some other Republicans and conservatives. One of my specialties is the culture war. I think that all of the governmental structures that we have in our nation, whether it's the three branches of government, whether it's the idea of a constitutional republic with enumerated powers, this limited amount of federal government power, that cannot be, it cannot exist if we don't have a strong nuclear family where people rely on their spouses and their parents and their children within this unit instead of relying on the government. So the culture war has been my specialty for years, and I host the Liz Wheeler Show. We talk about cultural and political issues, break it down. I always describe my show as being personal because it is a podcast, so we're kind of sitting there talking together. It's one of my – this is sort of a personal part of me that I bring to the show is being super hyper-researched. I do not want to make a claim or make any kind of argument without all of the facts. I like to show people the facts.
You see, that's where we differ. That's where we differ, Liz. I just wing it. I know I don't think I will ever say anything that's not true, but I don't do research. I just either I know it or I don't. If I don't know it, I'll just go, I don't know. But you are – where did you grow up?
I grew up in Ohio, in Cincinnati, Ohio, the heart of the Midwest.
Never heard of it. Where's that?
Actually, I grew up in Hamilton County, which is not only the swing district of Ohio, it's the swing district of the entire nation.
And were you raised in a home that understood the things that you are now talking about all the time on the Liz Wheeler Show?
Yeah, I'm one of the lucky ones, I think. I'm one of five. I'm actually the second of five siblings. My mom stayed at home and not only raised us, she homeschooled us. My dad left the corporate world and is a small business owner so that he could spend more time with his family. And I'm so grateful for my upbringing. I always say that I became conservative because my dad, we'll say invited, not forced us to help him do his taxes for his business when we were young. And so we got to see firsthand what happens when the government levies taxes in an unfair way and how that impacted our lives. And so, you know, I grew up and I was a competitive swimmer, and then I actually was diagnosed with a serious autoimmune disease in late high school. And I got to see, unfortunately, I guess, for myself, what it means when you're responsible with your own money, when maybe insurance doesn't cover an alternative or new treatment. And that because my dad had been responsible and saved his money, he was able to pay for that stuff to save my life. So I kind of had this rearing, this upbringing where, yes, I was taught conservative Christian values. But then you kind of get to an age where you have to embrace that and take ownership of that yourself. Right. And I did right in late high school, early college. I got very interested in politics around the 2007 during the primary between Obama and Hillary. And, you know, the rest is history. The last however many years that's been, almost 20 years, what I've been doing.
That's kind of freaky. Well, you you had a show for a while on OAN, but now you're doing your own thing, the Liz Wheeler Show. Now, I have to... This is the kind of thing that I like to talk about, but fortunately, so does Liz. When you and I were together at Liberty University recently, our friend Ryan Helfenbein invited us. Sean Foyt was there. Ralph Reed was there. It was a great thing. But you, when you went out on the stage, I realized, like, you're wearing a spangly jumpsuit.
Yes.
And you're thin, and you walked out. I thought, it's like she's going out to do a set at the Ryman. Like, you know, you've got the hair and the thing. And it just... worked, but it was, I thought I couldn't pull that off.
It's funny because you didn't just think that. That's what you said to me. You were hanging out in the wings with Sean and with Ryan, and they give me the cue to go on. So when you're backstage at these events, you can see as the speaker, you can see who's going before you. You can see the stage manager giving you the cues. The stage manager says to me, as they do to ladies, they bring them up a little bit early because we're in heels. We can't really like run to the edge.
Right.
And he says, you're going on in five. So I'm standing there as he's counting down from five, and I hear Eric from behind me saying, you're going to kill it at the Ryman right now.
It looked like you were going out to do
a set. In the video, when I'm walking out and I'm laughing, that's why.
Well, and you did kill it. Not at the Ryman, but at
No,
Liberty,
no one wants to see me do that.
At Thomas Rhodes Baptist Church. Look, where we are in the culture right now, we could talk about anything, but since this is airing today, Monday, what just happened with Twitter and with the release of this, I mean, I really get speechless. The level of corruption, it is as anti-American and as sick as anything we have ever seen, and we're living through it right now. And it takes a pagan like Elon Musk to say, you know, this seems wrong to me. And I think we need to be clear about this. But this is an extraordinary moment for us in this nation.
It is. Kudos where it's due, right? Elon Musk has done more for the cause of freedom in our nation than almost any Christian politician that I can think of.
Or any conservative politician.
Any conservative or Republican politician.
Yeah.
I mean, he has acknowledged that the threat of assassination, of him being assassinated right now, is significant. And that tells you all you need to know. That's this right. is what I've been saying on my show. I've been saying the reason that the left, meaning elected Democrats, the mainstream media, and blue check marks on Twitter are freaking out to the extent, and woke corporations, are freaking out to the extent that they are, when all Elon is doing is restoring free speech to Twitter, is because free speech is an existential threat to Marxism.
Bingo. Thank you for summing it up, because that needs to be clear, ladies and gentlemen. The people on the left who are no longer, you know, Paul Tsongas and Tip O'Neill, okay, they are essentially Marxist, and Marxists don't believe in God, truth. They believe in power.
Yes.
And when you start actually having a conversation, that is a threat. They don't want speech to be free. They want to control speech. But it's amazing that we're at a point, Liz, where they don't even care that it's obvious that they want to right. crush free speech.
Well, this is not hypothetical, right? We've actually seen this play out in the last couple years. Take, for example, critical race theory. This is some of the research that I'm talking about. Critical race theory is not just a poisonous ideology in and of itself, telling white children they're racist because they're white, black children they're oppressed because they're black. It's the grandchild of critical theory,
Bingo.
Which is a Frankfurt School Marxist theory that is cultural Marxism, essentially. And it's just the outgrowth of critical theory. And we've seen in our nation that when people, parents especially, are shown what their children are being taught, they're shown that their children are being indoctrinated with critical race theory, they don't want that, regardless of whether they're Republican parents, Democrat parents, Christian parents, non-Christian parents. People don't want that. So what did the left do? They didn't make an argument for critical race theory. They tried to obscure it. They tried to silence those
right.
of us who were
right.
Who understood the reality of the political enemy that we're facing. And the same thing with queer theory, which is the underpinning of the transgender ideology. They don't want people to be able – it's not that they're trying to silence you, Eric. It's not that they're trying to silence me, Liz, even if they censor us. It's that they're trying to prevent everyone who listens and watches from being able to have access to that information. That's much scarier than the idea of some personal government vendetta against us, because they know that information is a fundamental threat to their ideology.
Well, and it's funny because – speaking as Christians, we understand God stacked the deck, folks. He created the universe and this thing we call reality. Mm-hmm. And there is no way ultimately to subvert it. You can subvert it in the short term. But in the long term, the truth will always out, to quote Shakespeare. There is no way that that doesn't happen. Sometimes it takes decades, but it eventually comes out. And they are trying to pull a power play in the short term and saying, shut up, everybody just agree with us, agree with us, agree with us. And if you don't, we're going to cancel you. We're going to do what we can. Because if you have any kind of fair conversation, anyone who can understand it would understand that critical race theory, queer theory, all of this stuff is from the pit of hell. It's pure nonsense. It's based on things that most people know are wrong. And so you're quite right. They do not want people to really understand this. So it's just shut up and go along with it, or you'll get in trouble. That's called bullying. That's power. We'll be right back. We are talking to Liz Wheeler, and we'll be right back. Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. As hard as it may be for us to comprehend here in America, there are people in other parts of the world whose very lives are being threatened simply for believing in Jesus. In fact, people are being enslaved for their faith. Some have been in bondage for 25 or 30 years. If you've been listening for any period of time, you know I'm
I'm passionate about the work of Christian Solidarity International, a ministry that sets these captives free. There are hundreds of thousands persecuted and enslaved in the Middle East. Together, we can literally buy their freedom and save the lives of some precious brothers and sisters this Christmas, giving them the joy and hope that we celebrate freely. For only $250, you can provide life-saving aid this Christmas. You can buy a believer's freedom and provide them with much-needed food, a goat, and other goods necessary for their very survival. These are brothers and sisters who are enslaved and fearing for their lives. Just $250. Maybe you can give more, maybe a portion. Every gift helps. Imagine buying a fellow believer's freedom. Call 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. Christian Solidarity, providing life-saving resources for persecuted Christians for almost 40 years. 888-253-3522 or metaxastalk.com and click on the Christian Solidarity banner. Give someone the gift of their freedom for Christmas. Thank you.
Oh, hello. I'm talking to Liz Wheeler. Liz, you coincidentally are the host of the Liz Wheeler Show.
Aptly named.
Talk about kismet. The idea that a woman named Liz Wheeler would find a show called the Liz Wheeler Show and then be called to. The same thing happened to me, which is unbelievable. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. I happen to be named Eric Metaxas.
The ways of the world, I tell you.
Let's talk about, we don't have to talk about the spangly jumpsuit anymore, but it was fantastic. Let's talk about this horrific bill, this same-sex marriage bill, that thanks to people like somebody I voted for president a while ago, mm-hmm. who's a senator from Utah, they made it possible, 12 Republican senators, that this bill could pass. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's disheartening. It's discouraging. It's kind of infuriating, too, because it's bad enough that 12 members of the United States Senate would grant themselves the power to redefine a word. It's infuriating that it would be Republicans who are supposed to be conservative, many of whom say that they're Christian, who are supposed to stand up for family values. Listen, I know that the left tries to paint this as, oh, Republicans are bigots. Republicans and conservatives are homophobic.
That's all they have.
They hate the gay people.
That's all they have.
Everyone knows that's not true.
Well, of course.
Every Christian knows that's not true. I've never met a Christian who is actually homophobic. Our problem with this bill is as follows. First of all, even putting same-sex attraction and the idea of same-sex relationships aside for a second, if you can, for this bill, when the government grants themselves the authority, politicians grant themselves the authority to redefine a word that describes an institution that existed long before our government, long before the United States Senate, long before the U.S. House of Representatives. What they're doing is they're giving themselves the power to be arbiters of what's quote unquote true. And if we have a panel or a group or a Congress of people who are the arbiters of truth, then they have granted themselves the power to be authoritarian.
That's
really
dangerous. That sums it up, because but again, we were talking about this before. For me, it comes increasingly down to it is a war on reality,
yes.
and truth, which is ultimately a war on God. They want to deconstruct God's reality. God,
yes.
created men and women. If you're any kind of a Christian, you can read in the first few pages of the scripture, it couldn't be clearer. We could all do blood tests and find out, am I a man or a woman? There's no third thing. You're one or the other. It's a fundamental part of reality.
It is.
And for politicians, I mean, it's, you know, you expect the Supreme Court with things like Roe v. Wade to twist. And but when politicians of all people participate in trying to redefine fundamental human concepts, historical concepts, most people are not down with that.
It's an Orwellian road. The other thing Precisely. That I would ask Republicans is, what are you afraid of at this point? Are you afraid of being called homophobic? Are
yeah.
you afraid of being falsely accused of being intolerant? Because literally the president of the United States in his Gates of Hell speech, the one, you know, the one I'm talking about, where he had
yeah.
those red lights and those columns.
Yeah.
He essentially said that anyone who didn't support him is a domestic terrorist and extremist,
yeah.
like sticks and stones people.
Yeah.
It's okay to say that marriage is between one man and one woman. You shouldn't be afraid as a politician of saying that. It doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you someone who's willing to fight the culture war. The left deliberately targets the institution of marriage and the nuclear family because they know that without marriage and without the family, then our free society will fall and it will be easy for them to slide Marxism in. It's not a civil rights issue either. I know that there were talking points from the left that said, oh, Mitch McConnell voted against this bill that would have protected his interracial marriage to Elaine Chao. No. That's not true at all.
Excuse me. Cue horse laugh here. I mean, that is so...
It's so absurd.
It's worse than absurd.
It's insulting,
it's
really.
It's unbelievably stupid. It's like the highest level of stupid I've heard in a long time. The idea that interracial marriage is even discussed, like it's hilarious to me that they would pull this out to... I mean, I don't want to think about Mitch McConnell, but the point is it's an interspecies marriage because she's no kind of turtle that I've ever seen. But I want to say that... What we're really dealing with, Liz, is it's religious liberty. In other words, it's one thing for somebody to make the case and to say, like, well, I should be able to do what I want in my house or my bedroom, or whatever. I think most Americans would say, yes, even if I don't agree with what you're doing, it's a free country. But when you then take that and say, we're going to impose this view on every single American by law, You're messing with everything, because then those who don't believe that, which is most people, certainly anybody who's any kind of an Orthodox Christian, is going to say, sorry, we can't go along with that. Now the government can persecute people with a biblical worldview, which is the same, of course, and it's the same as the establishment of a religion. In other words, you're establishing a religion that doesn't call itself a religion, which is basically a secular, humanist, pansexual view of reality, which is a religion, and you're saying to those who don't bow the knee to Baal or bow the knee to whatever, give a pinch of incense to Caesar, you're saying to them, we're going to come after you with the U.S. government, with the law, with the power of the government.
And the government has incentive to recognize marriage between a man and a woman, right? Because we need children. That's how children are begot. We need children for the future of our country. That's not the same with some kind of relationship between two people of the same sex. There is no governmental incentive for them to do that. So it's only an ideological, it's virtue signaling, but it's worse because it harms religious people and it harms the institution of marriage, therefore harming our country. It's devastating that these 12 Republicans caved.
Well, it is an extraordinary thing too, but it kind of keeps underscoring what I, or I should say it underscores what I keep seeing, is that there's a kind of dividing going on, a sifting going on in America, where a lot of people are seeing that the people that they once thought, you know, this Republican or that Republican, that they're really not on our team. They really are part of a uniparty. They care about power. They care about themselves. They really don't care about what we thought that they did. And now we know who they are, and we know who the good guys and the good gals are. Oh, we're going to a break. We'll be right back.
With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there, but did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. That's InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC.
Hey, folks, you've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. So right now, MyPillow is offering exclusive offers on their bed sheets, their six-piece towel set, and even offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed now through December 25th will have an extended money-back guarantee through March 1st. The bed sheets are marked down as low as $29.98. Believe me when I say you'll get a great night's sleep. Their six-piece towel set is made with USA cotton. It comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Typically retails at $89.98, now just $39.98 with promo code ERIC. Limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Use promo code ERIC or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use promo code ERIC. These offers will not last long. They're known to sell quickly. So order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC. Hey, I'm talking to Liz Wheeler. Look, here she is. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Eric.
Liz,
how are you?
I was telling my audience at the beginning before you came on that I've got this. What do they call it? The Germans call it an earworm. Like when a song drills its way into your head and you can't get it out. Like
that's
you just
a terrible name.
Yeah,
for
it's gross.
That's
the Germans disgusting. Are kind of gross. So look at, but you know where you just get this song in your head and
yeah,
you can't.
Yeah, a sticky song is what I've heard it called.
Whatever it is, but there's a Supertramp song. Called, I can't even remember the title of it, Hide in Your Shell. And I listened to it like a million times yesterday and today. And so it's just playing and playing over and over and over my head. So I'm listening to Supertramp. What are you listening to?
Well, I'm listening to the soundtracks that my almost two-year-old daughter likes to listen to. I've been introducing her to Broadway soundtracks. And her current favorite, are you ready for this? This is
yeah.
So cute. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. It's so cute. When I put her down for a nap or put her down for bed, I always let her listen to music to fall asleep. So I'll ask her, oh, what do you want to listen to? Do you remember The Donut Man?
No, should I?
Yes, you should.
Who's The Donut Man?
The Donut Man is a Christian children's entertainer from when I was a child. So,
well,
like,
I don't believe when you were a child, I was yet a born again believer, but or maybe I was.
I was like, Eric, please.
I wouldn't have been listening to that kind of thing as a young adult or as an adult.
That's fair.
But the donut man.
And she previously liked to listen to that. I'm sure some of your listeners are like the Donut Man.
Oh, I'm sure most people are like, Eric, how come you don't know that?
Yeah, that is. I'm going to have to make fun of you for that, I'm sure. But recently she says, Jojo, Joseph, and she wants to listen to Joseph. So I have to say, I'm listening to a lot of little child music right now.
That's sweet.
It's kind of good music.
See, this is one of the things, I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the program, but one of the joys of being a parent is reliving your childhood through your children.
Yeah.
There is something so beautiful about that. Singing these songs that you wouldn't sing and doing these things or reading these things that you probably wouldn't read if you did not have a kid. There's just something so beautiful about that, and you're experiencing that right now. And I'm
glad. Seeing the world through her eyes.
Well, that's the point.
We always say that God gave her the gift of joy because she sees everything, and she's so overjoyed, delighted, so uncorrupted by the world, seeing everything. It's just, it's a blessing. It really is.
Wow. Okay, let's move on to something less joyful. How about anything else? How about where we are in the culture right now? This is, I am cautiously optimistic and hopeful because I really do believe that part of what's happening is the madness has become so obvious that people are waking up. I mean, just recently, and we can barely talk about this on the program, it's just too awful, but the Balenciaga campaign. I mean, if I went into a department store that displayed their stuff, I'm pretty sure I would turn those displays over like Jesus did in the temple. I mean, there are levels of evil. It is just beyond my comprehension that we are at a point in the culture where we could have this stuff put out there. I mean, it's really vile. It's like astonishing.
It's satanic.
Going in this direction, I was saying, like, it gives me hope because when things are that open, I think a lot of people who were formerly just kind of like sleepwalking go, wait a minute, what is happening here? And I think people are waking up to the madness of the left across the board.
Yeah, the way that I've been describing it lately is if we don't acknowledge the reality of the political enemy that we face, then we won't be able to fight back against it well.
Correct.
And I think that that's the case with a lot of the squishy Republicans, right? Like, they still think that Democrats are negotiating in good faith. They still think that we have the fundamentally shared values.
They think they're dealing with Tip O'Neill.
Yes, they do.
And they're dealing with the Marquis de Sade and Karl Marx.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And I think what we've seen is especially parents over the past 2, 3, 4 years have awakened to the fact that they are, that we are facing something that wants to, some ideology and people who are the purveyors of this ideology that will harm our children. I mean, the Balenciaga stuff, the word that you used is an apt word, vile. I saw that and I was so heartbroken for the actual children who were used as models in that campaign, but also the message. This is infuriating. The fact that every single executive at that company and the parent company haven't been fired or quit. I mean, they already rescinded this lawsuit, this virtue signaling lawsuit.
Oh, yeah,
they issued sort of an apology saying it was inappropriate to put these props with these children. No. I mean, my husband is former military, and in the military, as you know, if there is an error from a lower ranking, a junior officer, it can cause the general to be fired. Like, the buck stops at the top.
Oh, no, they should go out of business.
No human being should be shut down.
ever should spend another dime anywhere near a Balenciaga product. I mean, they should be anathema to anyone with a soul or a conscience or anyone who thinks children need to be protected. I just have to say, again, there's levels. This
is the highest
beyond belief. And isn't Selma Hayek's
her husband owns the parent company.
Owns the parent company. Mm-hmm. The parent company should go out of business. Folks, see, this is the thing I always say. If this kind of stuff doesn't make you mad and activate you, you're totally part of the problem.
Well, what
you
does,
are part
then?
Of the problem.
What is your line if the sexualization of children and children being posed with props that, I mean, I don't want to offend your viewers if they're listening with children right now. We all know what kind of
we don't want to talk about it because it goes beyond, but it goes beyond sexualization.
Yes.
It's worse. It's vile.
The exploitation and abuse of children.
It's vile on every
level. And what's your
level.
Line if this is not? I liked what Jason Aldean, the country singer, his wife did. Brittany Aldean,
what'd
she posted
do?
A picture. Oh, this was so great. She posted a picture on Instagram of two big transparent garbage bags, and she said trash day, and it's filled with the Balenciaga clothes that
actually,
she purchased.
I did see that.
And got rid of that. And I thought, that's what everyone should be doing. Every parent, regardless of politics. This isn't a political thing. This is about kids.
And again, folks, this is only the worst of the worst. You know, when you find out what's going on in China, I want to ask you, are we going to spend another dime with the NBA or with Nike or with Apple? We're going to have to begin evaluating who is on our team, broadly speaking, and who doesn't care. I mean, look, we have to I say this all the time. There are plenty of people, if they could have made a dime working with the Nazis, they would have had no problem. They couldn't care less that Jews are being butchered. They thought, well, somebody else is going to make the money. I might as well. We'll sign the contract. We are living in that time now. When you sign a contract with a Chinese company, there's a good chance that slave labor is producing what you're doing. And if we don't have transparency on this stuff, if you don't care, folks, you're really part of the evil. And I think this is why we need to talk about it.
That's why the culture war is so important. That's why and there's actually a concrete example. When you were saying, when you're making the example about the Nazis, Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum, his father did actually that. Moved from Switzerland to operate a weapons supply company for Nazi Germany.
Listen, folks, they did it then. And people are doing it now. And where do you stand? There's the question. We have to figure this out. We'll be right back with Liz Wheeler.
So tight, what do you need? A secondhand movie star to tend you. I, as a boy,
Liz, this is the last segment of today's show with you, but I want to keep going and talking to you, and we'll air it tomorrow because this is all very important stuff. I keep saying that part of what's happening right now is that people who have been sleepwalking, kind of just kind of going along, they realize, I can't. There's bullets flying over my head. I better get down and figure out what's going on. And to me, that's healthy. There's something good happening in the culture that as evil becomes more obvious, people in the middle are kind of waking up to it.
Yeah, certainly. I think it's not just bullets flying over their head. It's that the bullets are flying right towards their children. That's caused, I mean, I can tell you, I have a lot of friends who don't work in political media the way that we do, who are just Christian parents raising big, healthy, happy families, and who send me text messages and call me and say, "Have you seen this? What is going on here? This is crazy. We have to get involved because this is the next level of assault that the Marxists are waging on our country. They have successfully deconstructed the reality of gender. They've successfully deconstructed the reality of marriage. They've successfully co-opted our schools and our medical institutions. And they are in their final frontier of their battle, and that is children. They have to destroy children. And I think that the people of our country are going to say, wait a second, we might not have realized what you were doing or how serious the things that you were doing were before, but when you come for our kids, activate Mama Bear, activate Papa Bear. And now people understand. People ask me often if I think we're going to win this fight. And I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. I wouldn't be fighting this fight if I didn't think so, because I wouldn't want to fight a losing battle. I have so much hope for our country, so much hope for our culture, so much hope for the future that we're building for our kids, because so many people are willing to stand up and say, wait a second, stop, enough.
Well, and the thing is that the way we got here was because, you know, it's always the problem with prosperity or any good thing. You get lazy, you become mm-hmm. complacent. And in this country, really, you know, at least for the last 50 years, we have been kind of fat and happy on some level. Mm-hmm. And we haven't understood what they had to understand when they were creating, this nation or when they were on the frontier. And there are, people who want to kill you or scalp you, or you don't know how you're going to feed your family. When you're dealing with that kind of reality, you kind of have to understand the larger parameters of reality. But if everything's good, you can kind of just float along. And I really think we've been floating along, and we haven't been teaching the basics of what is freedom, what is liberty, what is the price of freedom, what price did people have to pay their lives in the past. And we've not been telling those stories. We've kind of gotten, as I said, complacent. And so we've kind of drifted to this point where suddenly everything seems like it's going to hell instantly. And it is, by God's grace, waking people up mm-hmm. and saying, we're going to do something.
Yeah, it's hard too, because teaching those stories, teaching the history and telling those stories is intangible, even if you can communicate it, because it's different when someone lives through World War II, lives through the Depression, lives through the Cold War. It's different when this has impacted your family or your children or your parents. And we are so lucky to my generation especially, we live in a country where we've never been denied the opportunity of anything that we want. And it's hard. It's hard to bridge that gap. But this generation is going to have to stand up and fight in a different way, maybe, but still fight.
Well, there's no question about it. Listen, this is no kidding. Lincoln, as a young man, he gave a famous speech in the Springfield Lyceum talking about this issue, that the people of that time, which was, I guess, the 1830s, they had kind of already lost touch with the founding generation and were beginning and he was saying, how long can we sustain this? Well, here we are. Well, the good news is I'm talking to Liz Wheeler. And Liz, we're going to keep you so that tomorrow my audience can hear the rest of our conversation. But we're just so glad to have you. Thanks for being my guest. And we'll keep going.
Thanks, Eric.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.